We are joined on the phone this morning by Zach Pearsall. He's with the Narcanon Arrowhead Agency. We're going to talk a little bit about how drug addiction can affect families during the holidays especially. Zach, good morning.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Zach, of course, folks get together during the holiday season, and we're right smack dab in the middle of it now, and there are a lot of Americans, unfortunately, that are affected by addiction.
That's correct. You know, according to the most recent surveys that were done, the National Household Survey on Drug Abuse totaled out about 20 million Americans who are currently suffering with an addiction. And keep in mind, you know, this doesn't even include the number of family members who are in direct effect from the addiction.
Yeah, we so much talk about helping the person with the addiction. There are a lot of folks around them that have to go through an awful lot, especially during the holidays. Family members can be affected when they have loved ones who are struggling with addiction and everyone's close together during the holiday season.
Yes, sir. You know, drug addiction is a very powerful force. And, you know, a lot of times we see it rip a family apart. You know, even though a person is addicted suffers, the family members are going to suffer just as much, if not more, than the individual themselves.
Well, and sometimes just helping an addict to maybe break that habit you'd think would give you a good feeling, but sometimes it can cause a lot more stress.
That's right. It adds a lot of stress to any relationship.
Well, what are some of the things now that we're together for the holidays? What are some of the things that we should look for? Are there some certain characteristics of a person who is addicted?
Yes, sir. You know, when an individual is using drugs or abusing alcohol, they tend to regress as a person. That is to say that it kind of throws them out of the present time environment and gets them stuck on their past. They're going to be suffering from a lot of guilt, depression, anxiety. All those things are going to factor into it. And what you'll see a lot of times is an individual will really separate themselves. They'll disconnect. There'll be a huge change in their attitude. You know, these are things that a family member needs to look for, and, you know, you can spot them pretty early.
Well, you know, they're getting together with a lot of folks that actually typically know them pretty well, you know, friends and family during the holidays. Don't they try sometimes to maybe cover it up a little bit?
Oh, yeah. And a lot of times, you know, during the holidays especially, it just adds that much stress to the situation. And we see a huge rise in the amount of overdoses and accidental deaths due to drug and alcohol abuse, because what happens is the individual really gets down on themselves, that depression and the guilt really consumes them, so they use more and more drugs and alcohol to mask those feelings. And a lot of times, you know, all it takes is that one extra pill or that, you know, it's just something that simple that can really, you know, cause a huge damage in someone's life.
Well, you know, Zach, a lot of us look at the holidays as being a happy time because we get a chance to do those things, get together, maybe exchange some gifts, a great meal, and just spend quality time with folks. But, you know, sometimes people have things that happen in their lives. It might have been a death in the family or a divorce or some sort of separation in family and tragic things that can happen sometimes during the holidays. Do you see a rise, an uptick in the number of people who start to maybe dabble a little bit and become addicted during the holidays?
You know, we do, and a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of things that factor into that. And more often than not, what leads a person, there's usually a deeper-rooted issue behind why a person starts using drugs or alcohol. So, you know, in order to get that handled and prevent that from happening, they have to get those deep-rooted issues handled so that problem doesn't arise.
Yeah, I don't think too many people get up one day and just decide, I'm going to get addicted to cocaine.
Definitely doesn't happen like that.
Yeah, there are a lot of issues involved that lead someone down a path, and really sometimes that's all they're looking for is the same kind of, you know, the love and support you get from a family, that kind of backup that you get. Sometimes some folks don't feel like they get that from any place else in their lives, and they turn to things like drugs and alcohol.
Right.
Just something to lean on, a crutch there, too.
Yeah, well, it's a temporary fix for a long-term problem.
Exactly. Well, what talk about what family members or loved ones can do then to help someone who might be addicted with drugs or alcohol during the season?
You know, the first thing any family member can do is get educated. The more they know, the better they can help. Find out all they can about addiction in general, drugs and alcohol abuse. And really, you know, the next thing that they can do is get in communication with that individual. Just let them know that you're there for them. A lot of times, like you just said, you know, all they want is to know that there's someone that cares and loves them. So that's, you know, that's the second step a person can take as far as helping someone who is an addict.
Is the holiday season a good time to approach this subject?
A lot of times it's a very, very sensitive subject, especially during the holidays. And what we see, you know, working in this facility, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, the phones don't hardly ring at all. And obviously people are around family and they're trying to enjoy each other's company. But, you know, the day after, those phones go off the hook, because that's usually when the family members realize how serious the problem is and how much out of control, you know, that individual might be. So a lot of times they are confronted after the holidays because the problem is very obvious.
But you might have a mother and a father, say, of a child who might be addicted, and maybe they're conflicted amongst themselves about what we should do. Maybe one wants to be more protective, one wants to seek help. You know, it's difficult to work through those things, too. Sometimes you have to counsel the family as much as the addict.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Well, talk a little bit about what Narcanon can do then to help those family members. If they do see something during the holiday season, they do want to make that phone call. What will they do? What will you do for them?
Well, here at Narcanon, we are a 501c3 nonprofit, and we handle drug and alcohol addiction and education. We're here to help any way that we can. We have phone lines that are open, toll-free, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We offer tons of different information on drugs and alcohol abuse, and we can help educate family members and loved ones on addiction in general. So, you know, we have those toll-free lines open at all times, and that phone number is 1-800-468-6933. Mm-hmm. So anytime, if it's just a question, a concern, give us a call. We're here to help you.
Zach, do you get more calls from the actual addicts themselves or from loved ones and family?
Without a doubt, loved ones and family. Usually the last person to call is going to be the addict.
So the process starts. When someone makes the phone call, they're probably not sure what they're getting themselves into. What happens when someone does make the call?
You know, the first, that phone, that initial phone call is the first step that any family member can take, because a lot of times addiction is something that people don't have a lot of reality on. They've, you know, someone might not have, they haven't experienced it. They don't know how it works. They don't know why the person keeps using drugs or alcohol. So the best thing they can do is get educated, and by giving us a call, that's the best decision that they can make. And that's usually where the ball starts rolling, is, you know, speaking with a counselor, just letting them know the situation so they can assess it and really kind of take the best avenue and the best approach at getting that individual help.
Well, as we said, the holidays can be a difficult time sometimes to approach that particular subject, but I guess in a way, Zach, should we think about it as maybe what we're doing is giving the ultimate gift to that person?
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. You know, you can't feel guilty for trying to save a person's life.
And that's really what you're doing, isn't it?
Exactly.
Well, a way to do that is to make that phone call. They can also find you online, too.
Yes, sir. We have a website. Our website is www.stopaddiction.com.
Okay. By making that call or making an inquiry online, you're not committing to anything.
That's correct. No commitment at all.
All right. Very low key. Give you the information you need, and enough so that you can decide what the best course of action would be from that point forward. Well, Zach, thank you very much. Appreciate the time. Have a happy holiday season.
Hey, you guys do the same, and thanks for having me today.